Have I got anybody? Oh, did I lose everybody?
This conference call is being recorded. To acknowledge this and agree to be recorded, please press 1. At the tone, please record your name for announcement to the call organizer, and then press the pound key to enter your conference. You will now enter the conference.
Are there people here? Hello?
Welcome to the conference call, a service of globalconference.com. This conference call is being recorded. To acknowledge this, at the tone, please record your name for announcement to the call organizer, and then press the pound key to enter your conference. At the tone, please record your name for announcement to the call organizer, and then press the pound key to enter your conference.
Done.
Will now enter the conference.
Hello.
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 Hello. So apologies if anyone can hear me. I can't seem to hear myself or anyone else. Got some good echo. Trying to do this on two things at once.
Welcome to the conference call, a service of globalconference.com. This conference call is being recorded. To acknowledge this and agree to be recorded, please press 1. Otherwise, just hang up. At the tone, please record your name for announcement to the call organizer, and then press the pound key to enter your conference.
Done.
You will now enter the conference.
Hello? Hello? Everyone? Hello.
Welcome to the conference call. A service. You dialed 7770567 06. If this is correct, press 1. If you want to enter a different access code, press 2. Welcome to the conference call, a service of... This conference call is being recorded. To acknowledge this and agree to be recorded, please press 1. Otherwise, just hang up. At the tone, please record your name for announcement to the call organizer. Where is
Hello. Okay. Jeez. Okay. Yeah. Boy. Hello.
Oh, hey, Don. Can you hear me?
Oh, there is somebody here. Ha, you know, I turned off the chimes.
Yeah.
God, how horribly embarrassing.
Oh, I think, are we the only two on?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Oh, technology, you got to love it.
Oh, geez, I knew I pushed a button wrong, but...
I figured it had to be something like that, but I don't know anything about this system, so I couldn't...
Yeah, well, Star 7 meets all participants, but I didn't have an email that said that, so I was trying to figure out what I did, because Star 8, you know, turns chimes on, and Star 9 turns recording on, and yada, yada, yada. So... I hit the wrong button, and I couldn't figure out what button I hit, and I tried a whole bunch of different buttons, and then I finally said, okay, let's just Google conference call codes, and I found it.
Well, I guess this is a learning experience.
Yeah, indeed.
So you were saying?
Yeah.
Half an hour ago?
That's what I was saying. Yeah, we're happy to have that little product done. It's still, we're what we're doing yet is still doing a matrix at the end with some NGSS things. And it looks like we have a couple of tweaks in terms of acknowledgments to do yet. So, but it's those are just, you know, we'll take care of those on the fly. So we're happy to have it done.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah. Hey guys, this is Frank Nipola. I just jumped in for a couple minutes.
Oh.
Hey Frank, how you doing?
Small group today, Frank.
What's that?
But I killed it. We have a small group right now, just us three, because I killed the larger group by muting the call.
Hanging up on them?
I didn't exactly hang up on them. I muted the call so nobody could speak but me, and I couldn't figure out how to undo it.
Don't you love technology?
Oh, indeed, indeed.
Yeah, one of these days it all just runs swimmingly.
Yeah.
So I'm about to join the Climate Nexus media event in a couple minutes, but I just wanted to.
Cool.
You guys all have the chatter about 2 o'clock today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Just checking.
And I was just explaining to Don that, you know, this new resource, Mel Goodwin, the developer, is going to give us a matrix, a correlation matrix of the essential climate principles and the NGSS.
Oh, awesome.
So we're going to put that in an appendix.
Great.
So there's still just a bit of work or, you know, a file that needs to go up yet. So
All right,
we'll do that on the fly.
Fantastic. One thing I don't know if everybody knows is one of the things NSDL is doing with some of its remaining funding is hiring Francis. I can't remember. I'll say Francis' last name. It's kind of embarrassing.
Everly?
Molnia. He was with Project 20, Molina, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
He was with Project 2061 with Ted Willard and Jill Wertheim, and he's been hired to do a crosswalk between the benchmarks for science literacy and the new standards, and that'll offer some helping bridge between some of the old alignments and the new alignments, just kind of begin to get us up to speed on how the old systems and the new systems work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you haven't flown
to San Antonio yet, or you have?
Oh, I'm in my hotel in San Antonio.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Already.
Okay.
So I have to be on a landline with a stable internet in order to do this thing.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Well, it was useful. A document that Tamara sent about the need for climate education. So.
Yeah, I ran into Lauren Jonas. She's the director of social media and e-messaging, and she confirmed that climate is the thorniest of issues for the NGSS implementation process.
Yeah, no surprise there.
More than evolution.
That's a surprise.
And,
that's actually a surprise.
Yeah, well... So they're skittish, but they're you know, the science is the science. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, as a feedback from Tamara. I think they're looking to our community to help them in as they move forward on the implementation side at the state level. So that's what the chatter she's hearing at the Council of State Science Supervisors.
Okay.
And. It's too bad you're not there, Peg.
Yeah.
But, you know, these things happen.
Yeah, I know. And I appreciate your support. In fact, I've got an email to you and Louisa thanking you for supporting. But I did find out that somebody else had travel that was disapproved, even though it was paid by somebody else. So
are you not there because of the sequester thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really starting to come in and squeeze things.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I've generated my fifth PowerPoint today and went through and gave it to a contractor who's going to be going down and giving it for me.
It's I don't think any other service a government does would be seen as so trivial that anybody can do your job, as the way they're talking about under the budget reductions and you know, just it's almost like, you know, we're on, you know, anybody could do this.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, it just feels a little disingenuous to feel that you've been relegated to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway.
No. Don, take it you're not in San Antonio.
Not yet. I'll be there tomorrow night.
Mm, okay.
Oh, awesome, Don.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to let you guys, fix everything then while you're down there. And
okay. We'll get it straightened up and fly right, man.
That's right. If you guys
well,
get Peg,
guess
ideas,
what?
What?
All the action items are coming your way.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I know. Whoever's not there gets the action, right?
Exactly. Yeah, Peg will take care of that. She's good at that.
Yeah.
Peg will do that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you get to the Council of State-Time Supervisors, are you going later today or are you going tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going. I'll be there about 2:15.
Okay.
I've done this.
Yeah. Make sure that they know that we're standing on the ready line waiting with, you know, whatever tools we have to help
them,
and that they just need to reach out because you know, we got more information than anybody on this. So just need to reach out and say we need help or we need information or resources or whatever.
Well, I think the more they're able to characterize what would be most helpful, the better our response will be. So coordination is going to be pretty important between these efforts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we're ready to help, but just, you know, let us know what we can do that is most helpful, and we'll do our damn best.
Cool. I think others have, at least one other has joined in because I got an email.
Oh, yeah, hi. This is Dan Zales. I hope I'm not...
Interloping? No.
Okay. I don't know who's on the phone. Don and Peggy.
Yep.
And Frank Niepold.
Anybody else out there in the background?
Hey. I thought we could talk about the AGU session.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm just sitting here, and if there's anything I can contribute to, fine. If I can come back later too.
Well, no, we're just kibitzing, and I'm about to jump off and join another event in a minute or so. So please, by all means, the HU is an important thing to get straightened out for Tamara. I think we have like 10 days to get this all buttoned up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 19th is 10 days from today.
Well, and given the restrictions on travel, I can guarantee I will not be going to AGU. So you guys, I'm
probably not going to GSA either.
No, that's out too. So okay. I'll let you guys discuss and.
Peg, there's one other. I mean, I appreciate that, and I'm wondering the same question myself. But one of the things that the conveners can do in that the sessions, I don't know if Tamara's reached out for support from you, is helping organize and rack and stack and all that stuff without actually being in the front of the room, introducing and, you know, convening. So there's you don't all have to be there in order to play a supportive role in convening.
Yeah, I was just going to say that for the GSA, and we've got a short course on controversial topics at GSA that Peg's name is on. And so anything that, you know, materials you want to share, or if you want to maybe put something, a set of links together to hand out or something like that, then let us know and we'll figure out how to work that in.
Yeah, I do, and I think we had talked about doing maybe some pre activities or something like that too, some additional activities or posts. I'm not sure what all it would entail, but I'm happy to help however I can. I'd definitely be able to be there.
Yeah, and the controversial subjects hit, I forget exactly what the right name is that you were working on. What can you refresh my memory on what this
We had we had some activities that we've been doing with some workshops that might work for this as well in terms of having people think about their responses and think about what they think. Yeah.
Okay. Well, sometime in the next several months, send me an email about that.
Okay.
we got plenty of time before October rolls around.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Would you like to talk about AGU?
Yes, let's shift gears to AGU, which I've not thought of very much about those 800 characters.
That can drive you crazy, can it? I mean,
I
did a proposal recently. There was a character limit, and I basically said nobody could figure out what the limit is. It just said, went into the field and just copied and pasted.
Yep. Yeah.
And you know,
it seems to me that in my experience of doing those things, whenever I always guess that it's going to be not counting spaces, and then it's counting spaces, or, you know, it's going to be counting the way that Microsoft Word counts it, and then it's counted in a different way or whatever. So I'm going to go on the assumption that it's 800 characters, including spaces.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, do you have, I mean, it's a very broad sort of topic, right? K-12, climate change, education, right? Is that, that's my understanding that Tamara chose that.
Yeah, and trying to connect it to next generation science standards.
Okay, right, right.
Which I think means that, you know, whatever good climate change teaching activity you've got fits.
Yeah.
You ought to just, you know, say whoever is doing whatever.
Well, you know, one thing, you know, the standards, one thing that I kind of like about the way the standards are coming out is the three dimensions, you know, mm-hmm. that are actually out of the framework.
Right.
Scientific practice, cross-cutting themes, and you can actually align those pretty well once you can kind of treat them separately. So the standards, whereas a specific performance expectation in the standards may be more constraining, aligning to climate change education, all those separate dimensions that all connect in those performance standards can be treated through different kind of connections, through different different combinations.
And I think my own abstract within the session will be about drawing connections, taking a systems approach to climate change education, and making the argument about how that cuts across the three dimensions and yada yada yada.
I kind of came in as you guys were talking about the NGSS and the
which, you know, is coming out in 12 minutes.
But I mean about the controversy that the climate change is going to be the most controversial part of it. Do you happen to know, like, if it's what part of the climate change issue is the most controversial? Is it kind of whether the climate is changing or whether it's a man-made causes?
I think it's probably, I mean, if I had to guess, and I am guessing here, it's the high school, you know, section on climate change where it connects humans and climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, given all the other progressions of this topic in society, is it happening? It's not happening. Now, it's happening, but it's not caused by humans, is kind of where the controversy in the political space and on the scientific space is.
And tightly connected to that is the idea that we've got to do something about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they ever, you know, and it's, you know, with the new way that they dealt with engineering, where they embedded it in the three disciplines, it's the doing something about it, and the attribution of humans to it is probably at a high school level the most sticky of all the wickets. We're dealing with a lot of kind of vagueness because a lot of these discussions are private and decisional, not in in public space. So it's very hard to kind of get it. But I gotta imagine that's where it is.
Yeah. Are the states being given a choice of I guess they can do what they want, but is it possible a state could adopt some of the standards and not adopt others, or are they given that choice?
So what I've heard, there's this new clause, and I'm going to have to scoot in a second, is that now they've got this thing where they can adopt up to, you know, they have to adopt at least, you know, 85% whole. And they can customize 15%, which, I mean, you only got 26 states all customizing 15%. It's kind of degrading some of the genius of the system. But you know, they may soften that 100% adoption consistency to get more states on board. But you know, it'll be interesting to see how the adoption process works and what the final number is as it relates to climate. But the other thing to remember is that climate is deeply embedded across the entire structure in all three domains and all grade bands. But the final piece of high school or space science is really where probably they're going to zoom in the most. But that's my understanding.
What about the sort of the broad, just one other question if you don't mind, the broad topic of environmental sustainability? That's not necessarily about whether humans are causing climate change, but more about, well, what are all the sustainability challenges?
Right.
You know, around water resources, you know, et cetera. Agriculture, is that also as controversial, do you know, or?
No. Okay. Don, do you know, I would.
And I would say not as, but it's still going to be an issue that for a small but vocal part of the population who thinks that limits don't exist.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
I'm not recording, by the way. Cutting the chimes for recording that got me into trouble and shut off everybody on the call. So.
So guys, my event with Climate Nexus is starting.
All right,
cute, but you know, hopefully all goes well.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, and I'll see you in San Antonio
tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow.
In the next couple of days.
Give me a call.
Yep,
see you guys.
Will do.
Bye bye. Don.
Yep.
What drove me kind of my interest for this was around looking at data, kind of the challenges of interpreting and understanding data, climate change data that's not completely that's not unequivocal. You know, that's where and you know, because that's something that I've been dealing with on my projects, especially kind of looking at regional climate data compared to global, and kind of the educational challenges the teachers face when they're exposing kids to real data. Generally from, you know, from NASA, from the Earth observation data, from the satellites and the models and all that, and kind of dealing with that and seeing if, and certainly that could be connected with the standards, certainly around scientific practices, if nothing else. Does that...
Yeah, I'm trying to think it. It seems to me we want to say something about the climate change cuts across three dimensions, and we'll talk about X, Y, and Z in the session that identifies connections to each dimension. And I think also it's worth noting that human impacts, or whatever exactly the label is on that, is the most connected of the disciplinary core ideas within NGSS. And there are more things that connect back to it than to any other disciplinary core idea, and climate is prominent in that.
Yeah. And that's something that I can touch on in some of my work as well. Interpreting like regional data, such as, for example, ocean euphotic depth of the ocean. We have like a variable around that, and how to interpret that at a regional level if you're noticing a increase or decrease in that, and that might be in how that could be related to, you know, broadly to climate change issues, warming temperatures and all, but it could also be around, you know, additional runoff from pollution sources or something. That could be a factor. So getting people to think critically about how, you know, I'm like a detective, you know, you find a trend and you say, well, I'm not sure what this is called. Try to kind of scaffold to support that with different trend guides, we call them, and schema around different factors in climate change and relationships. So that's kind of what I was thinking of, and I haven't really I haven't put my head around it much yet either, in terms of actually writing up something for the 800 space, the 100,
yeah.
800 space thing. Did you, how did you want to work that? Should I try to write up something in that Google Doc? You know, like at least related to what I'm interested in, at least, or that kind of it.
Yeah, I actually just opened up the Google Doc and am pondering that exact question. And maybe I'll write a couple of sentences. And am I remembering right that you're not going to NSTA?
Yeah, I'm not going to go at NSTA. Okay. Yeah. I'm not.
Okay. So maybe I'll take a first poke at it this afternoon. And then let it sit while I'm off at NSTA while you take your poke at it and the others take a look and see. And we'll come up with 800 beautiful characters by 10 days from today.
Yeah, that sounds good. So you go ahead and start something. I'll add something, and then you bring it to NSTA and the others can look at it.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, we'll just take it from there. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm stupid, I can't go there, but are you going to NARS as well, or?
No, this is Peg. I'm just going to bug off. I got another call. Thanks.
Okay, see you later, Peg. I'm not going to make NARS. I haven't been to NARS in a long time.
Okay. I'm going to AERA because it's close this year, but my budget's a little tight for NSTA, but.
I will be at GSA. Will you be at GSA?
Yeah, I there's a good chance I'll go to that, yeah.
Okay. And I'll be to the wall there pretty much because I'm the geoscience ed division director and have a lot going on. But
yeah,
but we grab a beer sometime in there and talk about this. I don't remember. Let's see. I think proposal that'll be after the abstracts are due. I think the abstracts are due in September sometime for AGU. So,
right.
So we probably wouldn't really have much to talk about in ways of organization, other than to put things in the right order or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, if we need to talk when they all come in, but yeah, like in the to review like which ones need to be high priority and you know, and which ones can. Discussions. Certainly, I'd be happy to kind of participate in that. If that's what you're referring to. I mean, usually with these things, you know, you can pretty much, anybody that's doing related work can do a poster. I mean, there's an unlimited poster quote, isn't there? Yeah, so, you know, it's just a question of, like, who ends up giving a paper or not.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Fair enough. So let's just go ahead with that. And
and like I said, I'll get a couple of sentences down and today, and then send a note to everybody and say, I'll take a look at my sentences and turn it into a beautiful 800 characters.
Yeah. All right. Good. Well, I think it's a good theme. I mean, certainly.
Yeah.
Everybody's focused on that right now. It's.
Yep. Yep. 1 minute. In 1 minute, they're to be released.
1 minute? Whoa. I didn't realize it was like
today.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to press the button, huh?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Hey, well, thanks for talking, and we'll just be in touch.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.